Today's shiur is Daf Mem Dalet and Masechta Pesachim, and we're going to begin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Before we begin the shiur, we really need to familiarize ourselves with a number of concepts, halacha concepts. Three. One is Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser, the other is Tam Ke'ikar, and the third is Kezayis Pechtei Echilas Pras. Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser means that we have normally the shear, for example, for eating any product that's osur, eating chaylev, eating macholos asuris, is a kezayis. Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser means that if you have half a kezayis of isser, and you eat it together, let's say, with a half kezayis of bread, you put a half kezayis of chaylev on a piece of bread, Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser says that you now have eaten a kezayis of Isser. According to Rashi, Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser says that the Heter and Isser did not get mixed together. They remained separate. The chaylev and the bread are separate. They just eat them at the same time. According to Tosfos, Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser is that they have to be mixed together. However, everybody agrees, whether it's Rashi or Tosfos's explanation of Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser, they agree that the Heter and the Isser have to be more or less the same amount. If you're going to have a lot of Heter and just a little of Isser, it's going to nullify the Isser and it will not be a situation of Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser. The concept of Tam Ki'ikar is that taste is considered a factor in Halacha. Like we'll learn at the end of the Shir Mitzvashem, if you have a pot that had in it blias, that had in it absorption for something not kosher, and then that absorption goes out into the food you cook, the food becomes not kosher. There's nothing substantive in that pot, it's just blia. But blia gives tam, and tam ke'ikar. The Rishonim disagree what is the lumdus of tam ke'ikar. Some say that tam ke'ikar means that taste transforms something mutter. That means if taste of something usser goes into something mutter, that item which is mutter now becomes usser. Or they say that the thing that's mutter remains mutter, but the taste, since it's there and you can't get rid of it, so to speak, makes the thing that's mutter usser to be eaten. An interesting question, which will be relevant to today's shiur. Given these two concepts of tam ke'ikar and hetem mitzdarf l'isser, which is more halachically understandable? So the Rishonim say that tam ke'ikar makes more sense. Because in tam ke'ikar, your thing that's mutter is infused with something usser. Especially according to Tosfos' explanation of Rashi's explanation of Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser, that the Heter and the Isser remain separate, and Tam Ke'ikar, they really become one and the same, certainly we could understand why Tam Ke'ikar is more understandable halachically than Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser. But even if you learn like Tosfos, that Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser mixes together, but there isn't an infusion like there is by Tam Ke'ikar, and that's why in Halacha, Tam Ke'ikar makes more sense than Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser. Kezayis Pechtei Echilas Pras, which is the third concept we're going to work with today, tells us that whenever you're not allowed to eat something, or you're supposed to eat something, it goes both ways, you have to eat it within a shear. The shear is Kezayis Echilas Pras, which anyway is between 3 to 9 minutes. That means for Machol Sasuris, if you're not allowed to eat a Kezayis Chalif, if it took you more than 9 minutes to eat it, then it would not be considered that you ate the Kezayis Chalif B'Isser. If, on the other hand, you have to eat matzah, Pesach by night, and you take all, say, the night to eat your matzah, you didn't do the mitzvah. You have to eat it, B'Chtei Achilas Pras. So now begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol Asurin Shebetayra, Ein Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser. Normally we don't say that the piece of Chalif put on the piece of bread, the example we gave before, combine. Chutz misuri nazar, except by a nazar we know is not allowed to have any grape products. She'er amra Torah mishras. The Torah, when it says that the Nazir may not have grape products, uses the word mishras anovim, something infused. So there we say, by Nazir hetem et starah flesser. Now the Rishonim ask a question. We know that chatzi shir osam in a Torah. That even though the Torah says that the shir is a kazayis, chatzi shir, even less than a kazayis, is osam. So what does hetem et starah flesser teach us that chatzi shir doesn't already say? So the number of his answers. First of all, not everybody agrees that chatzi shir is osur. It's a machlokes of chatzi shir is osur. Another shot is, even if you'll say that chatzi shir is osur, it's an isser, but you wouldn't get a malchus, you wouldn't get an oynish for chatzi shir. Hetem starf l'isser, you get an oynish. Another teretz is that chatzi shir is only when you have the isser by itself. In other words, let's go back to chalif. A half a kazayis of chalif, chatzi shir osur min atayr is osur. But let's say the chatzi kazayis of chalev is eaten with something else. Perhaps I wouldn't say chatzi shir osam in a Torah. Hetem et starf l'isser teaches us that even if you ate the chatzi shir not by itself, you ate it with something else, I still say it's osam. The Ziri Amar, and Ziri says, I'll give you another example where we say hetem et starf l'isser. Sa'ar batak tiru. Yesterday we spoke that the Torah says that you're not allowed to put anything chomtzdig on the mizbeach. So Hetem et starf l'isser teaches us that not only if the sor is there by a whole kazayis of sor, even if you have something else with the sor, it's also. Kaman, kribeleza the darish kol. Like kribeleza that taught us the word kol means that taruvis of the sor, a mixture with the sor, is also also. Ask the Gemara, yihachil in yachamas v'peisach nami. So by chamas v'peisach, we learned the coin kribeleza. To teach us that taruvis chametz is asur, so then when you have even a half a kazayis of chametz together with a half a kazayis of non-chametz, it should be asur, because of hetem et starf l'isser. Says the Gemara, enechanam, you're right. So what are you just saying? Nazir is unique. It's not just you, Nazir. So he says the reason he picked to speak about sar is lafuki med Abaya, because Abaya told us yesterday, domar the yesh. Haktar l'poksmi kazayis. According to Abaya, the pasuk teaches us that even though normally the minimum amount is the kazayis, taught us Abaya that the isser to put sor on the mizbeach is even for less than a kazayis. So if it's less than a kazayis, then you don't have to come on to hetem et starf l'isser. Any amount is osser. That's why the Gemara began. Kamashma daktara lav l'poksmi kazayis. Less than a kazayis is not osur, but hetem et starf l'isser helps you achieve a kazayis. Yosir Rav Dimi v'kam l'ahal shmatza. Rav Dimi was teaching us this Gemara. Amalei Abayla Rav Dimi, is that true? The kol ha'surin shebetayra ain't hetem et starf l'isser. That was saying that there are only a number of exceptions where I say hetem et starf l'isser. V'tanan, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says ha'mikveh shel truma. Mikveh means porridge. If you have porridge of truma, v'shum v'shem and shalchulin, you have in it the spices, the oil, the garlic, achulin. The nugget tful yom b'miktsasan, and somebody's a tful yom. Who's a tful yom? So we know that if somebody becomes tameh, he has to go to the mikveh. The day he goes to the mikveh, so you would think that as soon as he comes out of the mikveh, he's tar. But that's not true. The day he comes out from the mikveh, he's a tful yom. And he has to wait for Harav Shemesh, he has to wait for the day to end till he's completely tohar. So let's say this person who's a tefil yoim, he went to the mikveh, didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, touches this porridge, which is mainly truma, just the spices are chulin, the nugget tefil yoim b'ktsosin, even he touches part of it, le posel ela mokam magabovad. Nugget tefil yoim, posel is kula, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. The whole porridge is now posel. Because the halach is that a tful yoim that touches truma makes it posel. Since here the majority of what you're looking at is truma, so the entire mixture has the status of truma, and since the entire mixture has the status of truma, tful yoim touching it makes it posel. However, let's say you have a situation of a mikveh shel chulin, that the porridge is chulin. Vashum vashemin shel truma. On the other hand, here you have just the opposite. It's only the spices that are truma. the nugget tfuyoyim b'mitzasin, and the tfuyoyim only touches part of it. And as a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi learns that the spices become completely mixed together with the chulin. The spices that are truma become completely mixed together with the truma. Tosfos learns that they remain distinct. We're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi. So the halach is like pasa al makam magabavad. Here, since the majority is chulin, we say that the only thing that's pasal is the part that he actually touches. Vavirimba. And in trying to understand the Mishnah, we said makam magoy amay psula. Why is even the part that this tful yoim touches pasal? Habat la tavla, beroiv. Since the majority here is chulin, and the majority is chulin, which there's no problem with a tful yoim touching, so the miut, the minority, shum v'shemen, which are truma, should not count. V'amar Rabba Bachana, ma'atam, why we makbud, hoil v'zor loikalem, because eyes. Since truma is so serious, that we know that if a zor eats truma, he gets malchus. If he eats it b'mezid, he's mechui misa b'day shemayim. That's why we're so strict. But explain the Rishonim. Although we're strict, and we say that if a tfulyoim touches this mixture, which is mostly chulin and somewhat truma, we're being machmer, but we're only going to be machmer to a degree. What does that mean? We're only going to be machmer the part that he touched. The part that he didn't actually touch, that we're not going to be machmer. Why? Because the whole din that a tful yoim disqualifies what he touches is a chumah d'rabbanan. And there's only that much we're going to do. We're not going to be so machmer to say that even the part that he didn't touch, which is minority truma, will say is possible. That's too much. And now we have to understand. Hey chidami, what's the situation here that we're being machmer? Lav, mishum dehetem etzdarf lisser. We have a situation that why are we being machmer? Because although you have the heter, the tchulim part, we're combining it with the isser. Now what are we talking about? We're talking about truma. We began the shir and we said that we only say hetem etzdarf lisser in some very limited cases. Here we say it even by truma. Ask the Rishonim. We also said at the beginning of the shir that we only say hetem etzdarf lisser when the het and the isser are somewhat the same amount. Here, the shum v'shemen are the meat, and the chulin is the roif. See, even if you say hetem etzdarf lisser, how could you say hetem etzdarf lisser in this situation? So the answer, although the shum v'shemen are the meat, but they're significant because they give the taste. That's why if hetem etzdarf lisser were acceptable, we should say it here. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the reason. Loi, you know why we're machmi here? Because there's a kazayis, dik kazayis, b'chtei chilas pras. There's so much truma here that in the amount of time that we described before, kazayis b'chtei chilas pras, which here Rashi says it's the time to eat 4 eggs of bread. Other Tanoim say it's 3 eggs. He could have had that much shum v'shemen eaten. Ask the Gemara, the kazayis b'chtei chilas pras deraisa hi, is that concept an issa deraisa? Amalei in, yes. So if that's true, ask the Gemara, yachim mai pligi rabbana alei, derbelez v'kuta chabavli. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah, 2 days ago in the Mishnah, yesterday we explained it, that on Pesach when you have kuta chabavli, which is this mixture of bread pieces and dairy and everything else, that it's and salt, that it's Releza, we learned, says it's taruvus chametz and it's asur, and Rabbanan disagreed. If you have a kazayis b'chtei achilas pras, and we're now saying that kazayis b'chtei achilas pras is asur, so then why do Rabbanan disagree? Elamai, what are you going to say? That the reasoning is mishum the hetem etzdarf lisser, and you say the hetem etzdarf lisser applies all over. So if you're going to say that, soif, I might plead a rabbanu ledger belezer. If hetem etzdarf lisser is a legitimate concept which is applied to all halachic situations, so why do rabbanu say that kutach habavli is not osir? Kutach habavli, you have the heter, the dairy, and you have the isser, the bread. They should combine. Ela hanach lekutach habavli. You can't ask questions from kutach habavli. The less be kazayis b'chtei echilas pras. You don't have a kazayis b'chtei echilas pras. What does that mean? If somebody is just going to take a drink of kutach habavli, which means like taking a drink of salad dressing, the kasar for kachale, that he takes in one shot a drink of kutach habavli, and in that amount you have a kazayis b'chtei echilas pras, bottle dietilates a kolodim. That doesn't count. Who drinks dips? People use dips is to dip the food, not to take it as a drink. Vi mishta kashat v'achle, you'll use it in the normal fashion. You'll keep on dipping your food into it. Less be kazayis b'chilas pras, you won't use up kazayis in the amount of times to eat a kazayis b'chilas pras. So back to what we said, kuta chabavli is a situation of teruvus chametz. Teruvus chametz is a machlokes Reb Elezer Rabbanon. There is no issue kazayis b'chilas b'chilas pras because in eating it in the normal fashion, there is no problem that you won't have a kazayis b'chilas b'chilas pras a kuta chabavli. And the Rishonim point out it's not only kuta chabavli. All the cases mentioned in the Mishnah of teruvus chametz have such a low level of chametz that at the time to eat kedei achilas pras, you won't eat up a kazayis at him. The Rishonim ask that the Gemara here seems to wonder, kuta chabavli, is kazayis b'chdei achilas pras doi raisa? The Gemara had to say, yes, no. They ask, it's a Mishnah Masech Tekrisis. The Mishnah Masech Tekrisis says explicitly that kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is a shir doi raisa. So what's our Gemara's question? So they answer, the Mishnah Masech Tekrisis is speaking of a situation that you have Isser, pure Isser. You have Chalev, the example we gave at the beginning of the Shir. There we say, if you eat a Kazayis Chalev, B'chdei Chilas Pras, you did Aveira. Here we're talking where it's a mixture. The Mishnah doesn't talk about a mixture of Heter and Isser that we say Kazayis B'chdei Chilas Pras. That's what this Gemara is teaching us. Now there's an interesting Machloikis, Ramban and Rambam. If you have a mixture, a teruvus chametz of a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. You have so much chametz in the food that you'll eat up a kazayis chametz b'chdei achilas pras. Certainly, it's awesome. The Ramban says that's considered that you ate chametz gomer, and you'll be chayiv kars. The Rambam says although it's awesome, according to everyone, it's only going to be considered teruvus chametz. Explains the Kesef Mishnah, because the Rambam is teaching us that the only time you chayiv karis for eating chametz is when it's pure chametz. Any situation where you don't have pure chametz is not considered anymore chametz gomer, it's considered taruvus chametz, even if it's kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So now we learned a very important halacha, the halacha of kazayis b'chdei achilas pras for all areas in halacha. And this is very relevant to interesting shaila. The Rishonim discuss kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is for food. What is the shear for drinking? So some say the shear for drinking is also kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. Some say the shear for drinking is the amount of time it takes to drink a revius. But be it as it may, let's say somebody drinks a coffee and it takes them an hour to drink up a cup of coffee. The cup of coffee, an hour is certainly more than 9 minutes. It's certainly the amount of time more than to drink a revius. So do you make a bracha achrayna? Because you only make a bracha achrayna if you ate the food because kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So there's an interesting machloikus between the Tosfos Yom Kippurim and the Minchas Chinuch. If when we say kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, is that a general shear? We look at bread, achilas pras of bread, which we said is 3 to 9 minutes, and that becomes the shear for all areas of halacha. That's how Tosfos Yom Kippurim learns. Or do we say, the Minchas Chinuch says, that we look at each food individually. How long does it take to eat achilas pras of that food? So some foods you eat quicker. Bread is eaten in 3 to 9 minutes. And coffee takes an hour to drink. So if that would be the case, then even if it takes you an hour to drink your coffee, you'll have to make a bracha achrayna. Because that's the chtei achilas pras for that food. That's one issue. Now, the minchas, the Mishnah Berura says that if somebody's drinking a coffee, what should he do? He should drink the last revius, he should up quickly. And if he drinks the last revius up quickly, and less than the chayachil's pras, he wouldn't have a shaila that he has to make a bracha achroina. But the truth is that the eitz of the Mishnah Berurah is not so simple. Because our Gemara told us that what's going to be the halacha if somebody drinks the kuta chabavli. So the Gemara says, butler died the eitz of kaladim. Doesn't count. People don't drink it. So the machloikas was showing, what does that mean, butler died the eitz of kaladim? Doesn't mean that the Gemara is not going to talk about that, because that's just not normal. But if you did it, then you'll be chayiv. Just we're not going to talk about that because that's abnormal. Or does it mean that even if you did it, you won't be chayiv because butler died that it's kladim? We don't talk about abnormal situations. If the second way is right, which is the way most Rishonim learn, so even if you drink the coffee quickly, the coffee wasn't meant to be drunk quickly. So now, then the Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah wouldn't work. La'aloch l'maisa, the Paiskim say that if you follow the Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah, you certainly can make a bracha achrayna. Why? Number one, we have the Miches Chinuch that says that every food you follow its normal way of eating or drinking. So then you always have to make a bracha achrayna on coffee. And even if you don't agree to the Miches Chinuch, you learn like the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, still, we have the Rishonim that say that if you ate a food quickly, even if that's not the normal way of eating it, he's still chayiv, it's still considered eating with the shear. So you have the Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah. So if somebody does what the Mishnah Berurah said, he certainly should make a bracha achrayna. Eisvei, ask the Gemara, shtei kederis, if you have two pots, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, one is chulin, food in it, and one is truma, food in it. Lufnein shtei meduchas, in front of them there are two small bowls of spice. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. One has chulin, one has truma. V'nofl eilu teichelu, and one bowl of spice fell into one pot, and we don't know which one. Mitarim. We could continue using both pots as were. Sheni Oimer, I say, Truma Tov, Truma Nafla, I assume that the Truma spice fell into the Truma pot, V'chulan Toich, Chulan Nafla. Ask the Gemara, the Amrit we just established. The Kezais Patei Chilas Pras, the Raisa, Amayim Rinen, Sheni Oimer, Truma Tov, Truma. How can I make that assumption? I may, based on just some sort of an assumption, which is a 50-50 chance that you're right or wrong, you may be eating truma b'chtei chilas pras, and the Yisrael that eats it is chayiv misa. Says the Gemara, omelei hanach l'truma is traveling. The question is not a question, because the whole issue of truma on spices is the Rabbanon, so by the Rabbanon we could be mekel. Ask the Gemara another question. Shtei kupas, you have two pots, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. Ulufneim beis son. Now you have two pots of grain. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. V'nofl elo toich elo. Now again, we have the situation. They fall into each pot. Mutarim, could I make the same assumption? Shani oim echulin toich chulin noflu, truma lo toich truma noflu. Ask the Gemara again. V'ig amit kezais b'tei chilis pras d'araisa. So we could have a situation that you're eating truma. Amai aminin shani oimer. Amalei. The whole chiv of truma, even on grain, not at the base of Mikdash, just that standing, is only with Rabbanon. That's why we can be mekel. That's interesting. Rashi, the Rishonim point out, the Rashi says, the why is it a kasha? Because truma is the raisa, and for truma there's a chiv misa if you eat it. So the Rishonim ask, what does Rashi have to say there's a chiv misa? The fact that it's a deraisa, it's enough. Suffer the raisa l'chumra. So they answer that even though suffered the rice l'chumra, here we have a chazaka that the pot that's chulin, a Yisrael may eat. The pot that's truma, he may not eat. So even though it's a suffered the rice, we should follow the chazaka. The only reason we can't follow the chazaka is because not only is there a shayla of the rice, there's a shayla of the rice for which there's a chiyiv misa. Ask the Gemara, v'hai mishrus l'hochi yudasa, we began the shir to say that mishrus teaches us we needed to teach us the other concept that we spoke about, mishras, litein tam ke'ikr, to teach us the concept of tam ke'ikr, which means from shara nov b'mayim, you take grapes and you soak them in water, v'yesh b'em tam yayin, and now this water has the taste of wine, even though you remove the grapes, there's no grape substance in there, chayiv, because of tam ke'ikr. And before we go further, the Rishonim ask, If there's a concept of tam ke'ikar, why do we have a whole problem with mikveh on Amud Aleph? Even if we won't say hetman starf l'isser, we should say tam ke'ikar. Tam ke'ikar should say that the tam of the truma gives taste to the whole chulin, and say tam ke'ikar. So they answer a very important concept as we get into the sugya of tam ke'ikar. Tam ke'ikar is only relevant regarding food eating, regarding isra achila. The Gemara of Mikveh wasn't an issue of Ichila. It was an issue of Tuma Tahara. By Tuma Tahara, we don't say Tam Kikr. Mikanat Adon. Now that we said Tam Kikr by Nazar, we will extrapolate L'chol HaTorah Kula, that we say Tam Kikr. Why? Uman Nazar Shein Isura Isa'ilim. A Nazar is not forever. Because like Rashi says, a Nazir accepts in himself a certain amount of time, there will be a Nazir. Stam Naziris is 30 days. So it's not forever. Furthermore, Veni Surah Isahana. A Nazir may not eat grape products, but he's allowed to benefit from grape products. He's allowed to be in the wine business. V'yesh Hetali Surah. A Nazir could have his Naziris annulled by going to Achokim. Still, the halacha is osuba tam kikr. The Torah says tam kikr kloyim, which means shatis, or plant, whether it's in clothing or it's not really in clothing. There's no tam kikr in clothing. In food, she surah isur oilam. Kloyim is also forever. Furthermore, visur is ano. You're not allowed to have ano from shatness. Furthermore, vein hetali surah. There's no way you could get out of shatness. Ein oidin she yasa tam kikr. That's why we say by klayim tam kikr. V'hu adin, the same, la'or l'bishtayim. Two of the things regarding, we said that klayim are more than nazir, also apply by orla, because orla is issa hina, and ain hetali surai, there's no way that orla can become mutter. We know orla is the fruit that grows the first 3 years. But it does have a hetali surah after 3 years. Ask Toysfis, Orla doesn't have Hetali Surai. The fruit that grows after 3 years is mutter. But the fruit that goes during those first 3 years, which are Orla fruit, is never mutter. So what are you telling me that Yesh Hetali Surah? So Taisus therefore learns differently than Rashi, that the Gemara, when it says Orla, doesn't mean fruit that goes in the first 3 years, because fruit that goes in the first 3 years certainly is the same as Klayim, and there's no reason to differentiate. And just like by Klayim I'm saying Tam Kikr, I say by Orla. We're talking about fruit of the fourth year, Neter Revai. The halacha is that Neter Revai, you can be poyder, you could redeem it. So therefore, it's Yesh Hetali Surah, not like Klayim. So we see that the pasuk of Mishras by Nazir comes to teach me the concept of Tam Kikr. So we go back to the beginning of the Shir. The beginning of the Shir, we said that the word Mishras by Nazir taught me, had the Mitztarf L'Isser, asked the Gemara, we use the word Mishras to teach me Tam Kikr, not had the Mitztarf L'Isser. Answers the Gemara, Harmani, this Braisa, Rabbananhi, represents the sheet of Rabbanon that hold that Mishras teaches me Tam Kikr. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Mishras teaches me Hetem Mitztarf L'Isser, is going according to Rabbi Kiva, the Amik Rabbi Kiva. Ask the Gemara, hey Rabbi Kiva, identify for me where Rabbi Kiva holds by Nazir Hetem Mitztarf L'Isser. Ilam Rabbi Kiva the Masnisen, perhaps it's Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah. That not, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says in a Mishnah Masechta Nazir, Nazir Sheshara Pita V'Yayin, if a Nazir goes and soaks his bread in wine, V'yesh by Letzarev Kedei Chazayis, and now he has enough of a Chazayis Chayif. So we see that it's a situation of Hetem Tzarev L'Isser, and Rabbi Kiva holds it's awesome. Ask the Gemara, Mimai, who says that that situation is a situation that you need the bread to achieve a kazayis? Umemai the mepasumayayin. Who says that that's a situation that you need both the bread and the wine to achieve a kazayis? Dimalumayayin l'chudei. Maybe this talking a situation that you have a kazayis of wine alone. And that's why you're chayif. Ask the Gemara. If that's the situation, V'chi tema miyayin l'chudei, that you have a kazayis of wine alone. Mile of memory, what's the Mishnah teaching us? Of course if you have a kazayis of wine, it's asur. I'll tell you what it's teaching me. Hakamashmon, dafagav the teruvis. That when the Torah says that a nazir may not eat a grape product, it's not only that he may not eat a grape product when it's pure, but even when it's in a mixture. But there's an independent kezayis of grape. So we don't see the Rabbi Kiva holds hetem mitzaraf l'isser. El Rabbi Kiva de Braisa. I'll tell you where I see Rabbi Kiva holds hetem mitzaraf l'isser from this Braisa. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer. Nazir shishar pita b'yayin, a nazir soaks his bread and wine, v'och kezayis b'pasim b'yayin, chayiv. He eats a kezayis of this, he's chayiv. Why? Because the hetem mitzaraf l'isser. Asks Rashi an obvious question. Who says that the situation of that b'raisa is hetem mitzaraf l'isser? Maybe the situation of that b'raisa is tam kicker, that you have the taste of the wine and the bread, and that's why it's asr. So how do I know Rabbi Kiva holds hetem mitzaraf l'isser? That b'raisa is the situation of tam kicker. So Rashi says a beautiful teretz. The beauty is in its pashtus. He says, if that b'raisa is speaking about tam kicker, and we know that Rabbanan also hold tam kicker by nazir, so why does the b'raisa have to have Rabbi Kiva tell to me? Everybody holds a tam kicker by nazir. If the b'raisa is coming to tell me, the Rabbi Kiva is telling me a chiddush that only he holds, it must be that's not a situation of tam kicker. Because Rabbi Kiva is not the only one that holds tam kicker. Everybody holds tam kicker. Must be a situation of hetem mitzaraf l'isser. What exactly was the story, therefore? That Yutaka had the wine absorbed in the bread, but that didn't fill up a whole kezayis. Part of the bread got the wine absorbed, and part of the bread remained pure of any wine, and he now ate a kezayis, and he needed to eat the plain bread that didn't have any wine absorbed into it, and still he's chayiv. Why? Because hetem mitzaraf l'isser. So now the Gemara says, if Rabbi Kiva says that the pasuk by Nazir teaches us hetem mitzaraf l'isser, where will Rabbi Kiva know tam kicker? Rabbi Kiva tam kicker minole. Where will he know tam kicker? He doesn't know it from Mishras. And like we said at the beginning of the shiur, faced with two halachic concepts, the concept of tam kicker or the concept of hetem mitzaraf l'isser, which is the concept I'll prefer? I'll prefer the concept of tam kicker. So if I only have the pasuk of Mishras, I'm going to use it for tam kicker, not for hetem mitzaraf l'isser. If Rabbi Kiva is using the pasuk of Mishras for hetem mitzaraf l'isser, it must be that he has another source for tam kicker. What is it? Says the Gemara, Yalf mi basa b'chalf. It's a case of basa b'chalf. What does that mean? When you cook meat and milk together. So if you have, the way the Maram Chalva learns it, you have the meat in the milk, you cook them together, and then you take out the meat. So there's no ikar of meat here. You only have the tam, the taste of the meat left in the milk, and still is asr. Laf tam ba'almahu v'asr. Hachanami, I'll say, loishna, you'll say all over throughout the whole Torah, tam kicker. Ask the Gemara, so if basa b'chalav could be a source for tam kicker, why did Rabbanan have to learn it from Mishras, from Nazir? Say to Rabbanan, Rabbanan mi basa b'chalav legerminin. We can't learn it from basa b'chalav, the chiddushu. Basa b'chalav is unique. It's a chiddush, or my chiddush, ilayim the hailu chudei shari, the milk alone is mutter, meat alone is mutter, or bahadi hadadi asr, and when you combine them, it's asr. Says the Gemara, that's not unique. Kloim nami, every situation of shatness. Each item by itself, hay l'chadei v'hay l'chudei shari, v'hadadi asr. So that can't be the case, that can't be what makes bas b'chol of unique. Ella, you know what makes it unique? Di tar le'kula yoyim b'chalba, if you soak meat all day in milk, Dalocha is shari. You'll have to drink it, midaraisa. And this is a proof to something we spoke about. Even though we said kovish kumavushal, that if you soak something, it becomes like cooked. So we said that many Rishonim say that kovish kumavushal is only when you soak it in something sharp, in chaymetz, not when you soak it in something not sharp. That's why if you soak milk and meat together, it's not called cook. Bachle, bashule, and all of a sudden when you cook it, asr. So now we're back to where we started. Rabbi Kiva nami bas b'chalav adi chiddushu. Bas b'chalav is certainly a chiddush. So bas b'chalav is a chiddush that cannot be used as a source for Tam Kikker. We're back to where we started. Where will Rabbi Kiva learn Tam Kikker from? Eliyav Lemigulei Nochri. The halacha is that if you buy a pot that was used for non-kosher food, so the parash of Gulei Nochrim tells us that you have to kasher it. Why do you have to kasher it? Because it has in it the tam of something not kosher. Gulei Nochrim laf tam ba'al mehu v'asr. All that's in there is tam, and it's asr. Hachnami lashna. That's why we say tam kicker all over. Says the Gemara. Rabbanan Gulei Nochrim nami chiddushu. Gulei Nochrim is also chiddush. Why? The kol noisim tam lebgam mutter. The halacha is that a pat or any tam is only osur for the first 24 hours. Because after 24 hours, we say that the tam putrefied, deteriorated, and tam pogim is not as osur. Where do we know that tam pogim is mutter? The Gemarinan Nevela, we learn from Nevela that it's only osur when it doesn't have a tam pogim, for hachamut osur. Yet here, we say that it's osur. So that's why you can't learn from Gulei Nochrim, because it's a tam pogim. And tam pogim normally is not osur, so it's something unique. Rabbi Kiva. So how could Rabbi Kiva learn tam kikah from these pots? Because he learns Rabbi Kiva rei de Rav Huna. Damra, le osur tayr el begdeir bas yoyma. When the Torah said that you had a kasher the pots that they got from the Midyan, that they went into war, they were taka pots that weren't used less than 24 hours. So there, it's not a tam pogim. So you don't have an excuse of tam pogim, yet they had to be kashered. Why? Because tam kikr. Ask the Gemara. Hilkach lav tam gamhu. So now, according to Rabbanan, why isn't Gulei Nochrim, the Kli Midyan, a good source? Says the Gemara, Rabbanan kederi bas yoyim in nami loy efshet loy pogim porta. It's not, according to Rabbanan, the way the Mefarshim explain, it's not that till 24 hours the taste is good, and then at the 24-hour mark, it becomes pogum. It's a process. From the first minute, it already becomes pogum. So you can't use Gulei Nochrim as the source for tam kikker. The Tosfos asks, so we're saying that, according to Bekiva, we learn from Gulei Nochrim the halacha of tam kikker. Ask Tosfos, how could I learn Nozer from Gulei Nochrim? Nozer, as we learned on Tapet Amid, has all of these reasons that it's a lenient Isser. It's Eini Suri Sa'ilam, Yesheti L'Suroi. Something that has a Trey Fablia is a very serious Isser. So how can I learn Nozer from Gulei Nochrim? So Tosfos answers that some of the pots that they got from the Nochrim weren't pots that were used for cooking. They were only used pots for wine. And even though they were only used for wine, they still had to be kashered. So we see that even a pot just used for wine needs to be kashered. And the Pnei Yeshua says a beautiful raya. He says that the Torah then speaks about kashering the Kli Midyan, says Kli Kesev Kli Zov, silver and gold kalim. Now silver and gold kalim aren't used to cook supper in. What are they used for? They're used for wine. And yet they still had to be kashered. So that, why? Because even wine alone required kashering for the Nazir. Now, the Gemara said that these pots were used within 24 hours, because otherwise there would be a tam pogim. The only machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan is when does it become pogim? Does it become pogim immediately, like the Rabbanan, or does it take 24 hours? So the Rishonim, the Rekeach, asks, the war took place in Midyan. They took their pots from Midyan to the Machne Yisrael. That took more than 24 hours. So why was need for any kashering? It was past 24 hours. So he says a chiddush that they got there very quickly. It didn't take him 24 hours. But the crazy placey says a beautiful teretz, which is very relevant l'halach l'maisa. He says like this. The halach is, based on this Gemara, you should never kasher a pot before 24 hours. So let's say you have a pot. You used it at 1:40 this afternoon. So for something treif. What's the halacha? You have to wait till tomorrow 1:40 to kasher it. Let's say tonight 6 o'clock, you kasher it with water. You use it to boiling water, not to kasher it. You boil water, a kosher ingredient. So what's the halacha? Do I say what I've used it for it was kosher, so it shouldn't affect it. Or the fact that I used it stops the clock, because you need 24 hours of non-use, and then you need to wait 24 hours from when you use the list. So the halacha, the crazy place, he says, is that you have to wait 24 hours that you didn't use it at all. Not that you didn't use it for something treif, that you didn't use it at all. So he says, yes, they used the pots when they were going from Midian to back to Israel. They used it for kosher items, but that kept the clock restarting, and therefore they didn't have 24 hours of non-usage of the pot that should be considered a tampogam. There's an interesting chiddush from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei Ashas. He says, the Gemara here says, he says a dvar chiddush, that when you have something that gives a tampogam, it's not going to aser, because a tampogam normally doesn't affect adversely. He says, by truma d'alocha we know is that something is only bottle when it's 100-to-1 ratio. So he says like this, what's going to be the halacha if truma, if something of chulin falls into truma, and the thing that falls in is less than, it has a tampogam? So if it's less than shishim, it won't be asr, because a tampogam doesn't asr. But if it'll be more than shishim, so now a tampogam it isn't, because it's above shishim, so it's not a tampogam, and now you have to wait for 100. So he says, interesting, you have an interesting situation, that the more you have, the worse it is. If you would have had a ratio of 60 or less, it'd be mutter, because it's a tampogam. If you have a ratio of anywhere between 60 and 100, a pogam it's not anymore, because it doesn't give tam, but it's not less than 100, and that's why it's asr. And that's why it's asr.